The following is the Tony Lozano Podcast, an OPI show on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. This is Free Kicks. Okay, Adam, I think today something special is going to happen. You ready for something special?
Of course.
You know how we usually speak mainly about the English Premier League? Mm-hmm. Well, today we're going to talk about another league also. All right, and I don't want to tell everybody what that league is, but you must be punctual and efficient when we talk about it. Okay? And that's coming up in part of Free Kicks.
And now, Free Kicks.
Free Kicks.
With Illinois Youth Soccer Association's Director of Coaching, Adam Howarth.
And Rick Kemper.
And I'm allowed to say that as a German. I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to offend any people out there, but you can do those things because you are German.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine.
The last name is Kempfer. Doesn't get much more German than that.
Exactly. And I was punctual coming on today, so just...
You were. Yeah. You always are. You are a very punctual person.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're almost German in that regard. Although the English are quite known for that too, aren't they?
For the most part, yeah. And we don't get too upset when things are late. You know, if people will be happy just to wait for the train. You know, if it's running a few minutes behind, it's okay. We're used to it. We queue very well. You know, we do that. We're good at queuing. That's why COVID people... The English people love, not necessarily love COVID, but we was able to adapt well to COVID because, you know, we were always in lines, and the English, they're great at queuing, so it's good.
Well, I think during the hooligan era, they might want to disagree with you a little bit on that. But
Yeah.
You had a couple of bad years. Everybody's entitled to that.
Absolutely. Just like Bayern Munich.
Yes, so that's who I want to talk about. We're just going to get into this briefly, but this is kind of a big story happening in Germany. Bayern Munich, who has won the Bundesliga now, I think 10 years in a row, is in trouble. In fact, they're in deep trouble. They're 10 points back of Leverkusen right now in the Bundesliga. There's a very good chance. In fact, I'd say it's like a 90% chance they are not going to win the Bundesliga this year.
Yeah.
They've already announced that Thomas Tuchel, their coach, will be leaving at the end of the season. They're openly interviewing other coaches or managers, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Players like Alphonso Davies, he wants to go to Madrid. Kimmich wants to go to Barcelona. They're all making waves that they're leaving. There are unhappy campers. Bayern in Munich, they are not accustomed to this, which brings us to poor Harry Kane. Poor Harry Kane went there because he wanted a sure thing.
Yeah.
And somehow, this poor guy... I mean, I really do feel sorry for him. Mm-hmm. And I was watching that Champions League game yesterday. We're taping this on Wednesday morning. Thinking to myself, if they lose this against Lazio, there are going to be explosions. But guess who saved them?
Harry Kane, Englishman, saving the Germans.
That's right.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Englishman saving the Germans.
What do you think is going through Harry Kane's mind these days?
Oh, it's got to be tough for him. I mean, and you really can't blame Harry Kane because he's done fantastically well. You know, he's got, 33 goals this year, I think. So it's like unbelievable. And he's scoring. He's doing everything he can. It's just everything around him just hasn't gone as well.
Yeah. And it would be ironic if Tottenham makes it into the Champions League.
Oh. I mean, he's going to be in the Champions League next
year. That's true. Why
not? That's the thing. It's just the irony is, like you said, he's gone from Tottenham that really haven't won too many trophies, if you look historically in the last few years. and then he goes to, like you said, Bayern Munich, a sure thing to win a trophy. And again, he's going to probably be without a trophy. And I don't know. We'll do some research on the cup competitions, whether or not they can win a cup or win something. But poor Harry, he's just got nothing. He's got lots of like individual honors, but he doesn't have any team honors. That's right. Tough for him.
Well, he may have a chance in the European Cup this summer because it's going to be in Germany. So now he's acclimated, right, to Germany.
Yeah. And used to the weather. Yep.
England's coming with a powerhouse team for really the first time in, I don't know, forever. Where I mean, they're actually one of the favorites. This is going to shock you.
England's had powerhouse teams for many, many years. We've just been.
Let's look at the trophy case. I'm looking at it looks just like Tottenham's trophy case.
Hey, yeah, it's true. Runners up. We've got a few runners up in there. No championships. That's true. So, hey, but on the women's side, we won a championship. So there you go. Okay. So it's just going to be it's just a matter of time.
So you're hoping to one day attain the success level of the U.S.
U.S. women's team?
No, just women. Yeah. All right. Enough. I shouldn't pick on you. Because actually, I'm rooting for England in the European Cup, except when they play against Germany.
Of course.
Because as I mentioned, the German league is in trouble. So I've got a funny feeling the German team is not going to be very good. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
All right. Back to let's go back to the Premier League because what a final few weeks we have in store for us, and it starts this weekend where Arsenal is going to play first against Brentford. Have you watched Arsenal lately?
I tell you what, it's been amazing. I did not see the games this past. I caught bits and pieces, and just on Monday, I mean, to score six. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I look at their form, five wins, their goal differential it's better than anybody.
Yeah.
You know, they have the best goal differential, 68 goals they've scored this season. Yeah. And it's not just one player. It's a whole mix of players. I think they had Odegaard scored some the other day, and you've got others that are just finding the net. So,
even Kai Havertz is starting to play well.
Exactly, there's your German player that could maybe be the difference. But you're right. They're finding ways to score. So I mean, as we talked about last week, it's now turned into really these three teams are at a different level compared to everybody else.
They are, and so the way I think it's going to turn out is so they're playing against Brentford on Saturday. Mm.
Yeah,
they're 2 points back of Liverpool right now. So I think they're going to beat Brentford. It was huge, huge upset there. And then they will be at the top of the table.
Right.
For one day.
Do they have the early game? I think they have the early game, right? Yeah, exactly.
So then you've got the big face-off Man City against Liverpool, which I will talk about during the Adams TV tip, I suspect.
Maybe there's another game.
Wait a minute.
We've got to cut a teaser. People have turned off.
Oh, we get more. We get so much more.
They don't even, we're like, well, I just listened to the TV tip and we've already told them what it is. So they've turned off. So, yeah, it could be somebody else.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Sheffield's got a big game if you want to see some goals. They've given up 60 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
But so the bottom line is my prediction, and I'm going out on a limb here. I think with all the injuries Liverpool is suffering through right now, they're going to end the weekend in third place.
Interesting.
That's how I suspect it's going to turn out.
Well, if it's a draw and Arsenal jump above, Liverpool will actually be in second on goal difference. They actually have a little bit better goal difference than Manchester City. So,
okay,
you got that going for you.
Yeah, well, if it's a draw, they stay a whole point ahead of Man City.
Yes, they do. Yeah. They do.
All right. Well, there's my prediction. I guess you're not going to say anything because you're saving it for Adam's TV tip.
Exactly.
So let's talk about managers because they're other than those three teams. There are some managers in trouble, and two of them are with very high-profile clubs. Let me just read this article to you that I saw here in Sky Sports. Chelsea will reportedly review the position of Mauricio Pochettino at the end of the season with potential replacements already identified. Did you know about this?
Well, it makes a lot of sense, you know, and I think that's they've got to figure out where they're going and what they're trying to do, because they haven't gotten to that point yet. They've been consistently inconsistent, and that's ultimately now the certainly the fans are getting to the point. It's got to be the manager. What's going on here? Why are we not getting the job done? Because we play great against Man City 1 week, and we'll draw with Brentford the next week.
So. Yeah. Well, they are not the only team that are facing this. Manchester United players are starting to mutiny, it sounds like to me. They're doing like anonymous quotes to the British tabloids. Their players doubt that Erik ten Hag will be in charge at Old Trafford next season. They expect Sir Jim Ratcliffe to make a move for the new head coach. And here's the part that that I think is, you know, a little backstabby. Man United players are concerned that ten Hag's grueling training regime is causing the club's lengthy injury list. So they're starting to point their fingers at the big guy.
And you can see what's happening, because with Ratcliffe coming in, he's obviously he's starting to recruit the people in the higher up positions, those high administrative positions. So he's looking at Dan Ashworth, who is a technical director, I believe, with Newcastle. He's looking to recruit him. He's also looking at the Southampton's director of football, Jason Wilcox, another person from a technical standpoint. So they're going from the top down. Now, that's not to say that the head coach is at the bottom, but that's going to be the next person on their list that they're going to start thinking of. Like, we've got to make sure this person is in coordination with everybody else. So ultimately, that's what's going to end up happening. And I think that's why my prediction, Ten Hag will be gone by the end of the season. Done.
You think before the end of the season?
No, by the end of the season. I think they'll finish the season, probably qualify for Europe, probably the Europa League, maybe get into the cup final, lose to Chelsea in the final, whatever. I gotta think positive.
You got it. I don't blame you.
Exactly. So maybe they'll get to a final, but they'll be done. So he will be gone. I'm pretty sure of that.
It's, you know, when was the last time both Chelsea and Manchester United lost a manager in the same season?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, I think with Chelsea's, a lot of it depends on how things kind of pan out, right? Really, I think he's probably got a better job of keeping his job than maybe Ten Hag, in my opinion. But he's still got to get the job done. He's still got to find a way to win some games and get the team into Europe potentially. Because right now they're not even in those spots.
They're not even in the top 10 right now, are they?
No, they're in the 11th spot right now. So, yeah, that's
I mean, that's – at Chelsea, that's a firing offense for sure, isn't it?
You would think so. Certainly if they don't get into Europe, he will be gone. I mean, they're not far away. I mean, West Ham's in the last spot. They've got 42 points. Chelsea does have a game in hand. They'll be at 39. So they're only, you know, 3 points out of getting into that spot. Man United's not that far away. Tottenham is a little further on. So there's still chances, but they've got to go on a run. And that's they haven't proven that they can be consistent. And that's been the biggest issue for Chelsea.
Yeah.
And you can say the same thing about Manchester United. I mean, you know, when you look at what took place over the weekend against against Man City, it was, you know, men against boys.
It was. Yeah, I watched that game. It was a good game, but it wasn't close.
No, and they've got Man City. And when you think about what Manchester United were doing with the grooming of young players to get them into a position of where they are successful, Rashford's goal was fantastic, but it was always kind of against the run of play. But Phil Foden, you know, I don't tweet or X too much, but Phil Foden, and this was my exact quote, Phil Foden is very good at football. He is very good. He is tremendous. I mean, the goal he scored, he took over that game. and he's only in his early 20s.
He's explosive.
Yeah. Tremendous.
He only needs like an inch of space to get his shot off, and he makes defenders look bad.
Yeah, he does. And this is all with this. And again, I'm not being critical. I'm just observing. His haircut, he needs some work on it. He's got to sort that out.
What, he and Cole Palmer.
Yes, exactly.
Did they grow up in Appalachia?
I know. It's like they just put a bowl on it and they just clipped around it. Exactly. It's like, yeah. Isn't that what the young Germans had when they were growing up?
Yes.
The bowl on there and they cut it around the edge. So, I mean, both of these guys are tremendous players, but goodness gracious, get some hair sorted out. When they're young, they're vibrant, they're figuring things out, but my goodness.
I was a kid, my grandfather was in charge of doing all the haircuts, and okay. He was bald, and I think he just had like an inner hostility to hair. I would show up looking like I'd been put in some sort of a wood chipper. It was not a good look.
It's like the COVID haircuts that we all had there for a while.
Yeah,
I get it.
Exactly. All right, well, Free Kicks is brought to you by the Illinois Youth Soccer Association.
Illinois Youth Soccer has been proudly serving the Illinois soccer community since 1975 and has a strong history of credibility. Illinois Youth Soccer is a nonprofit corporation, official state association, and charter member of the U.S. Soccer Federation, administers U.S. Soccer Federation coaching programs, the Olympic Development Program, and referee programs. For more information, go to illinoisyouthsoccer.org.
And you're actually sitting in the offices right now, aren't you?
Right here in the office, absolutely. Yeah.
Is anybody else there?
Bang. There's a few people here, yeah, just coming in now. So we officially start at 10. I just started a little bit earlier because I'm going to be getting out a little bit earlier. But, yeah, it's lots of things going on. Currently doing the B license. We've got B licenses going on. We have another in person this next week. So we're back and forth a little bit. Lots of courses happening, lots of information, and then getting ready for all these teams to be starting their seasons in April. It's just around the corner.
I know. Hopefully the weather holds out so far.
Yeah.
It's been looking good. Any European trips lined up?
Possibly. There's a potential. My wife and I are going on a nice cruise, so in the summer, which we're excited about. But there's the potential of a Portugal trip before that, so possibly there. That's more of a coaching education trip, so that could be pretty cool.
It sounds like you might need a technical advisor on that trip.
Yeah, that might be somebody you could come along and give us some advice. Yeah, I mean, Portugal is a tough place to be in April, May, I'm sure. So it's going to be one of the worst places to go to.
Yeah, you poor, poor soul. All right, it's time for your favorite segment.
Time now to guess the Premier League star.
And I think this one is tough. I think it's all pretty hard. So I just wanted to warn you in advance. All right. This week's Premier League star is 31 years old. All right, so he has been around. In fact, his next game with his current Premier League club will be his 200th game in the league. He previously played for another club that won the league. And it wasn't Chelsea, and it wasn't Man City, and it wasn't Liverpool. If you think about it, I just gave you a big hint. That's his previous club. He plays on the left side. He's either a back or a wing back or a winger. I've seen him play central midfield also, but I think he's mostly known for being on the left side. His last name sounds German, like a drunk guy slurring. and I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, because you're German, you're allowed to say that.
He actually was born in Germany, but he grew up in England, and he plays for the Ghana national team, which is kind of a weird mix.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you it was going to be a hard one.
Yeah. Is he playing for Arsenal?
No, he's not. He does play in London.
But his previous team won. So his current team did not win the championship.
No, his current team has never even come close.
Okay. But his previous team did.
Yes. He was on a championship roster.
Yeah, okay. He was just on the roster.
Well, I think he played a little bit.
Okay. All right. So would this be a player that is playing in South London and they feel very happy? Would that be fair to say? Are they glad all over he's playing for them? Would that be fair to say?
Yes, that's correct. Oh, very good.
Okay. And he played on, yeah.
I was going on to, that like, team. My hint was going to be that they're not called Glass Castle.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. But this is an interesting one. I had no idea that he was even really playing for Ghana too much, to be honest. And that's an interesting one. I guess I haven't followed that his kind of moving up in terms of that. And he's kind of been in and out of the team. So, yeah. Again, I would definitely question this star quality.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Jeffrey Schlupp.
Schlupp.
From Hamburg, Germany.
That's correct. That's right. And to me, it sounds like a drunk guy trying to say what's up. Schlupp.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
All right. Well, that's you did very well on that one. I've got to give you credit. I
appreciate that. Yes. Appreciate that.
All right. It's time for another segment. We call this one.
Now time for Adam's Weekend Soccer TV Tip.
Now, my guess is that we've already discussed a little bit one of those games, but prove me wrong.
Yeah, well, as much as I want to watch the Battle of the Clarets, West Ham versus Burnley, you know, that's on Sunday at 9 o'clock, which I'll probably will watch before I watch the other big game. And, you know, it'll be interesting because, you know, Claret versus Claret. And that's a big game for Burnley because they've got to get some results. You know, they're struggling near the bottom.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, when you look at it, like you said, you know, Arsenal could be top of the table for a short period of time. And then it gets to this game, which is going to be absolutely monumental. 10:45, perfect time for you. Kickoff, Liverpool at home at Anfield. What a great atmosphere. Against Manchester City. From what I am seeing in terms of my players, when I look at all of my fantasy team players, I know, it's a definite chance. Mohamed Salah, I'm giving you an update now. He's got a 50% chance of playing this weekend.
Well, that would really help.
I thought he was going to be out for a while. But, yeah, he's got a chance to potentially play this weekend. So if he's back, that makes a huge difference.
If you're saving him for anything, it's for this, right?
Yeah. So I'm putting him in.
Yeah.
I'm going to play him because I think he's not going to miss this one. He's not going to miss this game because this is such a big one. So, everybody needs to tune in. It's going to be on USA, Liverpool versus Man City at Anfield. Man City's playing great. De Bruyne. You got Erling Haaland. You've got Phil Foden.
It's
ridiculous. Yeah, it's gonna be a great game. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and Liverpool is, if you check the standings right now as we speak on the 6th of March, they are in first place.
That's right.
So, They have earned it. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know if you saw their game last weekend that they won 1-0. In the 98th minute or something like that.
Got a little lucky, but hey, they did it. And like you said, they're full of injuries. So, I mean, to do what they're doing and to stay in contention, got to give them a lot of credit.
Absolutely. All right. So next week, I'm going to give you a teaser. I know we're going to be talking about the FA Cup. We're going to do a preview of some of those FA Cup games because that will be a big FA Cup weekend, and then we're down to our final eight teams, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And there's only one team in that eight that is not a Premier League team, but we'll tell you more about that next week. Right now, Free Kicks is brought to you by Green White Soccer Club. I was there last night. Had a big meeting with our managers and coaches and everything. And Green White Soccer has been around for nearly 70 years. Go to greenwhitesoccer.org for more information. All right, Adam, listen, I want you to have a good week. I want you to not read the newspapers. I want you to not watch Chelsea. I want you to stay in a good spirit, good mood.
I will. I will. Absolutely.
All right. Because we have people to thank. We're going to thank our executive producer, Tony Lozano, from Opie Shows. We also need to thank Ed Silla from the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Great Talk Radio isn't dead. It just moved to a better place. And that is RadioMisfits.com. And as we mentioned, we've got a big FA Cup preview. We'll be doing that next week. We come back for another episode of Free Kicks.
The preceding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Opie Productions.
Tony, can you shut up?
Shut up!